Hello, and welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever, the show where we tell you about our shit-tacular comic book collection. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
And once again, we are brought to you by the Sideshow Network to tell you about two more issues of the Worst Comic Book Collection.
Officially, yes.
Officially.
It was awarded. It'd be funny if there was like a dog show. And we were
Can we get awarded Worst Comic Book Collection?
I don't know. I'm curious.
Is there a way? Like, do we have to send like pictures to somebody? Like a catalog, a list maybe of all the books we have, and then Guinness, I'm assuming the Guinness Book of World Records would say you have the worst.
You are the worst.
Is that what they do?
I don't know. I would like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's get categorized as the worst.
Yeah.
All right. So, I hope we sound better today.
Yeah, I think we're using our actual,
we're actually in the studio.
We're going to try to do this more often,
Instead of shouting into a laptop on our couch, you can hear sirens go by and cat being an asshole.
I'm a podcast professional. I should actually record in the studio that I practically live out of anyways half the time.
So what books are we going to talk about?
Well, this week we're starting off with Justice League International number 56 from early October 1993.
I like that it specifies that it's early October.
Well, this was back when they had like a different kind of schedule, I guess. It's weird because Marvel's done it before too, and it's like, oh, we've had, you know, because it released twice a month or something.
Oh, you know, bi-monthly.
Yeah, so kind of doing
what DC's going to do.
DC's going to do.
With Rebirth.
What? It's not a reboot. Yeah, bullshit.
Bullshit. Yes, it is. Shut up.
Just
shut up.
It's fucking reboot. You fucked up.
You guys just pretended you didn't like fucking write yourself in the corner.
That's what they did. That's what constantly keeps happening. They keep writing themselves in a corner, and then they're like, you know, Marvel and DC. And Marvel does the same damn thing.
Of course they do.
They're like, oh, all new number ones. I'm like, fuck you.
That's why they really need to have, you know, we've talked about this before, but they really need to have like just books that don't like affect everything else that's going on. Just like little one-off stories that are fun and
just shitball stories. Yeah.
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 Those. I'm good at shitball.
Shitball. It's called Shitball Comics.
Yeah. We should start a comic in print called Shitball Comics.
You know,
and all of our characters are just like very thinly veiled, characters from Marvel and DC.
Spider Jan.
Soup R.
Soup or Man.
Soup or Man.
Actually, that'd be a great book. It was Soup or Man. It's just like,
which one will show up today?
Just a can of soup, and it saves the world.
Yeah, it's just a can of chunky chicken noodle.
And then at the end, somebody eats it. So he just like pours it into a dish. You're like, all right, soup.
Maybe that's where Man comes in.
Man comes in and he's like, it's time for the man part.
Yeah, this is the best comic book. Put a cape on it.
Soup or Man.
Just tie a little like napkin around it. It's a cape.
It actually sounds like a good band that would be based out of maybe Silver Lake here.
Oh, you know what it would be? It would be a band made up of chefs or like cooks who sing food related songs at like food truck festivals.
Only a food truck festival? Like that's
only. That's it.
They're on tour.
To have a food truck. They probably have their own food truck.
Yeah.
In between sets, they give you like fish tacos.
They're on tour with Dave Duchovny playing the circuit. El Segundo circuit.
Yeah, the Dad Rock circuit.
Dad Rock circuit.
Hey, yeah. A gig's a gig.
If you get a free cannoli out of it.
Cannoli.
So let's get into this book here. Justice League International number 56 from October 1993.
Early October.
Early October 1993. On the cover, we have Power Girl.
Is it? She's Atlantean, though.
At this point, she's Atlantean.
Ugh.
This is when she got pregnant.
This whole thing is stupid.
She's preggers.
Yes.
Because by the time Zero Hour comes around, she's like full on pregnant.
Well,
well, weird.
You're pregnant or you're not.
Well, I mean, she's fully, you know, she's about to, she's expecting, you know.
It's not Schrodinger's uterus. It's just.
So she's about to have a, she's about to give birth or whatever. I think she gives birth during the 0 hour. Something happens.
And
she's,
then everybody dies. The end.
She's wearing a very frumpy maternity sweater in that issue, in that book.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, but here she is. She's not, you know,
she's not full on pregnant.
Yeah,
she's not showing.
She's not showing. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to talk about pregnancy.
It's fine.
So she's being ensnared, mm-hmm, in a net, but she's like kind of wrestling her way out of it, but kind of looks like she's posing
She's posing. She's just like holding it, like looking directly at the reader, just like, yeah, check this out. It's a net.
Yeah, like she's not, like, it's not really, she's struggling.
She's not inside of it. She's just like holding it up.
Like she's in the middle of a photo shoot.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and because
we're like a really poorly planned photo shoot where they're like, here's a net, make it look sexy.
Yeah. So here's the thing. It looks like it's a weird photo shoot because it's like directly to her right is Hal Jordan.
But he looks gold.
As Green Lantern, but he looks gold.
He looks like an Oscar statue.
And then behind both of them is what looks to be like a ram, like a ram head, horn headed.
I would say water buffalo.
Water buffalo. Okay, yeah, very much. Mm. It's the Order of Water Buffaloes from the Flintstones. But so it's a guy.
Yeah, he's holding a fucking club, so that's not far off.
He's holding a club, and he looks like he's about to stab Wonder Girl, Power Girl.
Yeah,
and. Yeah, and it's just, but it looks like it's a posed photo, like they.
Yeah, it really does.
You know, like
it's like a movie poster.
It's like they brought in like a weird props. You know, it's like, okay, we got a gold Hal Jordan. We got a. Oh, it's like somebody. It's like a reality show.
It's like an improv troupe taking publicity photos.
Yeah, or this could also be a top model challenge.
Yes, actually,
where they're like, okay, we've got like this gold statue of Hal Jordan. We've got this
guy who's gonna stand.
We got a water buffalo hat. And we also have like Captain Caveman's club, and we have like these male. We have this male model,
and now Smize.
Now Smize, and who can take the best picture of it? Oh, we have a net.
We have a net. Use those props and Smize.
Yeah, and let's make it sexy. And then they came up with the cover of this issue. So
that's great.
It's called Ambush, and right when we get to it, we see one of these water buffalo guys blasting the shit out of. Tasmanian Devil.
Yes, and as you can see, he was just happily enjoying a cup of coffee.
I just noticed that. Yes, because it does
just
come.
Just noticed that
because it just comes up in a second. It'll come up in a second, but yeah, he's getting blasted while eating a donut, enjoying a coffee, while in his Tasmanian Devil beast form.
Right, because why not?
And he's gonna have a because apparently they live in a dungeon.
I don't understand. Okay, we have to talk about that when we get there because I have no clue where or when this is supposed to be taking place.
It takes place in current day, or current day for 1993. Like it's not enough.
But they're in a castle.
Well, I mean, you know, like people live in castles.
Weird people. Well, okay, they're superheroes. They're weird.
But apparently they're living in this castle, JLI, so I think they're, I don't know where they are, France or...
Well, they've got to be somewhere in Europe.
Europe.
Either that or they're living in Hearst Castle. Europe.
So
he's getting blasted by some guy.
He's getting blasted by one of the water buffaloes.
His club can also serve as like a, I don't know, a laser gun.
Yeah, they channel some sort of energy out of it. And then a bunch of more of these water buffaloes show up and they start pounding on him.
That's actually very funny because a bunch of these water buffaloes show up and they start beating him with their clubs. But if your club can shoot lasers, why are you expending the energy to whack someone with
it? I don't know. Maybe it works pretty good as a laser-filled club.
Yeah, but then they start whacking him. Well, they do this a lot. They start beating people with clubs. It's like their thing.
Yeah, it's their thing. So they're beating them up and... They're like, Dibes dies.
Dibes dies. He's like, and he gets thrown through a tree.
Yeah. He gets thrown through a tree. He's getting...
Which breaks.
Getting the shit beat out of him.
Yeah, he's not having a good day. But then we cut to the inside of the castle, which has like an Knights of the Round Table sort of fucking thing going on in it. And like
Sue... The Breakfast Nook.
Yeah, Sue, Digby, and... Who is that?
So her name is Maya.
Okay, sure.
And she is, I looked her up before we started, and it's like she's one of those characters that just was around in like the JLI for like, she was a part of the team, or she lived there.
Okay.
And she's able to like do something with like energy bows or something like that.
Okay.
And which she doesn't do anything in this book.
No, she doesn't. She just comes running to Sue to complain that Taz ate all the donuts.
Yes.
Which I thought was pretty funny.
Yeah.
And he did eat all the donuts.
He literally
ate.
As
we saw, he was happily enjoying a donut.
He's a Tasmanian devil.
Well, he was happily enjoying a donut when he got zapped.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of bullshit. So he didn't technically eat them all. There's one laying on the ground somewhere.
No, she can go find it.
Well, she could.
Maybe that'd be great if there was like an extra panel somewhere where she's like, she's hey, like, a donut.
Here's my fucking donut.
thank God I found my floor donut.
She's like, I don't know how long it's been here, but the 5-second rule still applies.
But as they're sitting there, okay, so this is actually pretty creepy.
Yeah?
As they're sitting there, like, cause Sue's just like, whatevs, you know?
Yeah, she's like, don't worry about it. We'll get you more donuts.
And as they're sitting there, a suit of armor starts coming up to them, like, and clank, clank, clank.
And it looks like it's trying to talk to them, but it's a suit of armor with nothing inside of it.
They are not nearly as scared as I would have been.
No, that's really fucking creepy. They don't seem weirded out by this at all.
Granted, they do live with a Tasmanian devil who eats donuts.
Yeah, but it's an inanimate object has become animate. Like, that's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
So as that's happening, a bunch of these wildebeest or water buffalo dudes, like, jump. I don't know where they come from. They kind of just come through a wall, it looks like.
Yeah, it's implied that they come through the windows, right, but then
the
windows
are not broken.
No, they're not. They did not break the windows, and they somehow either they phase through a wall or something happened.
And so they come, and then they take down Maya really easily.
Yeah, she gets fucking schooled.
Yeah, and so Sue runs away.
And then she
and then they're like,
because what happened is, so like everybody in the league, everybody in the group is gone. Because so basically, as we'll see, who is it? Ralph and mm-hmm. Ralph Dibny, mm-hmm. Elongated Man, and Flash are with.
I don't know who they're with.
Some guy, some blue monster.
He's basically a fucking slab of humanity.
Slab of some blue monster doing some sort of like robot recon or something.
Yeah. So they're not here.
Power Girl and Green Lantern are
walking.
They're literally on a walk.
They're on a walk.
She's like, well, they're on a walk. Like they went on a walk.
They literally just went for a walk.
In their costumes.
We'll get to them.
We'll get to them later.
Nobody's here. These are the
And then like Metamorpho's out somewhere.
Yeah,
and Dr. Light's not there.
We don't even know. We never see Dr. Light in this book.
Yeah, we do.
Do we do?
She's at the very end. Oh, did you read this at the end?
I thought I did.
did you just give up?
Yes.
She's totally in the end.
Oh well, maybe I forgot that she was there. We'll find out.
So anyway, so they basically Sue gets zapped.
Well, see what happens is they zap Maya, and that creepy suit of armor is just standing there, and those guys are like, that's a weird place for it. So they zap it against a wall, and it goes flying, and then they go running after Sue, and she gets zapped. Well, by the way, as she's getting zapped, her like whole robe falls open, so you can see like her, you know, lacy bosom.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
So I noticed that. I was like, that's
because it's closed right here when she's running. But there, oh look at those tits.
It's like, oh, so hot.
And then like as she's falling back, like she looks like she's like moaning, like not.
Oh yeah, you can put like a Brazzers logo and it would totally fit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a sexual pose, though she just got trounced.
It's pretty sexy.
So
this
then,
is a sexy book.
I'm assuming on some sort of moon.
I don't know what. Okay, I don't even know what the hell's going on. But
yeah,
they have,
because what happens? And all of a sudden, Flash is like, "We're in the 70th century." I'm like, "When the fuck is that? Like, what is going on? And why are all these people unconscious here?"
Well, they're robots.
Are they robots?
Yeah, they're robots. They're robots. They're like, "Oh, look at these robots. Hey, we should do something." And they're with what is this fucking blue thing's name?
I don't know. He has a name, though.
He has a name. They keep calling him Godfrey.
Yeah.
Godfrey. Godfrey the Blue Robot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about him other than he's Godfrey the Blue Robot.
Right.
And they...
Apparently he listens... He's like... He takes orders very well or whatever. So like Flash and Elongated Man decide that they need to make sure he only listens to them.
Right. Or yeah. they only listens to the JLI members, except for Dr. Light, just to see if it actually works.
Yeah. So fuck you, Dr. Light.
Yeah. So basically, they're...
Didn't they call her Keychain at one
Kimchi,
point?
Kimchi.
Oh,
that's her name.
I thought they said Keychain.
No, I actually think you're right.
I think
hang
they call
on,
her
Keychain. What is he... Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that sounds like...
It's like Flash. It's like, why'd you do that? Why are you leaving out Keychain? He says it, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
That's what I thought. I was like,
I was right. Yeah, okay, he's being an ass.
He is being an ass. They're God. Both being assholes.
Garbage people.
They are both garbage people.
So anyway, so he transports this Godfrey robot transports them back to the castle, and they come right smack dab in the middle of this.
Right after Sue gets zapped, this, so she's laying on the floor.
Yeah, they run smack dab into this this ambush.
Yeah, melee,
and somehow. Flash gets
I don't really know what happens.
Flash gets zapped.
He gets zapped, but like
he gets zapped into that monster.
His head this drawing is very weird.
Because the monster is just like a little hump.
No, I know, but like this drawing is weird because it's like you can Flash's head is so far back you can see his chin.
Yeah.
And then like his waist is like rotated. It looks like he took an action figure and just like tried to like move
yeah.
it weird. It's like not humanly possible.
Yeah, he's got trounced pretty good.
Yeah, he's in a weird shape.
Yeah, so they get ambushed and he's and then they're beating on Ralph.
Yep.
You know, Ralph. Yeah.
They're saying like his what did they say? Like his unholy
physiology
makes him not feel pain. That's okay. And then they just like beat him with a stick.
They're like beat him harder, and then which it works, you know, because I mean I don't understand like. So maybe I just don't understand. I don't really understand.
Stretchy guys?
Ralph. Well, I understand. Like, I get, you know, how, like, guys like Mr. Fantastic or Plastic Man are able to do what they do because of some sort of, like, direct chemical,
right.
like, trauma.
Thing. Yeah, yeah.
But Elongated Man is able to do his stretchiness because of the soda he drinks, the Gingold.
Well, it's also maybe it's a chemical thing.
It's a chemical thing, but it's weird because it's something where, you know, it's I feel like it's not a permanent thing.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't he have to, like, recharge?
Like, I mean, doesn't he have to recharge? And, like, how does he, you know, ensure that...
Didn't he find it at the bottom of the ocean or something? Isn't that, like, what happened?
Oh, no. He was just a fan of contortionists. And he found out that they all drank this thing. Oh. So he went and got, like, the extract of it.
Right.
And he just drank that.
That's stupid.
And it's, like, this fruit that apparently exists. And that's been his whole premise, is that he's able to be incredibly stretchy. But, I mean, contortionists, you know, just contort. They don't turn into things.
Right.
Stretch, like, you know, they're not like Captain, they're not like, you know, Mr. Fantastic.
Right.
You know, in this case. But he's able to do all the same things. He's pretty much able to do all the same things they do.
Right.
Which
I think more than, because like contortionists themselves, yeah, they can contort after years and years of practice, but some of them are just like genetically like double jointed or,
right.
you know, all that sort of shit. Like he goes way beyond like things that contortionists can do because of this soda that he drinks, which is really fucking dumb.
Yeah. Maybe that's the reason why I've never really been on board with Elongated Man, because just that premise, and
it's a little weird
in general. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, so they get ambushed
and beaten with sticks.
And then
robot guy doesn't do much, does he?
He doesn't do anything. They try to attack him and
he just, he doesn't move. He just stands there.
So now we jump to the park.
Yeah.
Where...
So this is why I was so confused, because we were in a castle and then we were in the 70th century.
I think they're in London. Because look, here's a...
That must be London. Yeah, that's...
Is that Big Ben, you think?
Well, no, that's the London Bridge.
Okay.
London Bridge. So, like, this is why I was so confused, because now we're just in, like, modern day, where it's like, regular people. So I was like, are we time jumping?
No, they're just living in an English castle.
In London.
Yeah.
So they kicked the queen out? I don't know. She doesn't live in, like, a castle.
Well, they're not living in Buckingham Palace.
No, but they're living in it. I'm trying to think of what castles are, like, within the borders of London.
Well, also within walking distance.
Well,
that's
the thing.
Because apparently they took, you know, because Power Girl and
Green Lantern. The Tower of London is, like, the closest thing I can think of.
I don't know. I should have done more research.
Yeah.
So.
It's probably a castle that's not actually real. So, like, in their costumes, Girl and Green Lantern, and this is Hal Jordan when he had, like, the white at his temple.
Yeah, he was full, he was doing, it was full on Polly Walnuts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which I actually like, the white in the temples.
Yeah.
Of him. And so, like, they're walking, and they see Metamorpho sitting sadly by himself on a bench, and he looks really depressed. And Hal's like, hey, there's Metamorpho, he looks kind of sad. And Power Girl's like, yeah, he totally does. But if he wanted company, he would have stayed in the castle. So let's walk away from him and not ask our friend how he's feeling. And they totally just leave him there, and he looks really depressed. And
he must have, yeah, because something's come up. I think it's around the time of his miniseries when, and I've read it, but it's like it's just a bunch of, you know, he's got, you know,
he's having the sads.
He's having some problems, I think, with the, you know, Sapphire Stag and whatever. So he's. Yeah, he's going through some stuff.
He's also wearing a trench coat.
He's also wearing a trench coat because he is, hideous, yeah. Metamorpho.
He's a beast.
Yeah.
So, like, she pulls Hal away, and they're just walking.
No, because what happens is because Hal's like, they wanted to take a walk because Hal wanted to talk to her about something. And he's kind of like...
Hal's upset.
Hal's upset, but he's not really saying what exactly is on his mind. And she's like, hey, out with it.
Right.
And he's like, look... I just don't... Basically, he's trying to understand why she's pregnant.
Yeah, because they got, quote, hot and heavy, and then she said no because she wanted a real relationship, and now she's pregnant, and Hal is upset because she did not have sex with
him. Because Hal's implying that she...
she's a slut.
That she's had something with Aquaman.
He's like, well, you don't really have a real relationship with him either, so why wouldn't you sleep with me? So basically, Hal is bent out of shape because she fucked somebody else.
Again, Hal Jordan is
Dennis Reynolds.
We were working on it, and it just, you know, on that last week, and it just kind of came up. But it just happens that we're reading this week, and I'm like, no, wow.
It really is.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Yeah. I can totally see Dennis doing this. Yeah.
Yeah. Because... He did, like, you can't fucking call dibs to a human being. That doesn't happen. So Hal thinks, like, because he called dibs to her, she shouldn't get to fuck anybody else, but he neglects to realize that she is an actual person who can decide to sleep with other people Hal Jordan.
He's fully doing the implicate. He's implying.
Yeah, he's like he's well, you kissed me, therefore you owe me vagina. And she's like, so she punches him, which
you
is...
You
owe me vagina, because I bought you dinner. Bitch, you owe me. And so she punches him in the face because that is the only reaction you can really have when somebody calls you a whore.
So, but as they're I don't know, they're just hashing it out. And
yeah, she's like, you know, she doesn't actually say that she fucked Aquaman because it seems like this might be some sort of like immaculate conception baby.
Yeah. I have to be honest, I don't even know what happened to her kid.
It died.
It did?
I'm sure. Well, it's comics. I'm sorry. It either died or became like some powerful star being.
Because, like, I got the thing. Because, I mean, right? Granted, like, it could have been retconned in some way.
Is it a villain now?
I don't know.
Has it killed everybody? Is it actually Brainiac?
Who knows?
So something they see something.
No, oh, they get a ping or something from like one of the emergency beacons for the JLI, and they're like, "All right, well, let's." Go take care of what we got to take care of.
And let's grab Metamorpho. But we're going to literally, instead of just being like, hey, Rex, come on, we're going to grab him with like a claw from the sky.
Yeah.
Just like pick him up.
But as that's happening, they get ambushed by the Nets.
Mm-hmm.
The Nets, as we see on the cover.
Yep.
And and beaten with the sticks. These guys are actually
sticks.
These water buffalo guys are faring really well with sticks.
They're doing really well against people with powers,
like really strong people.
Beating the shit out of them with sticks,
like the Flash and like Power Girl. Like those are pretty heavy hitters.
And they're beating them. They beat them with a stick. A stick.
Like what are they? Like a friggin'
whack.
I mean, like are they like? Yeah, I don't know. It's such a ridiculous, like, it's like it gives me hope, if I ever had to fight, if superheroes ever went rogue in real life,
beat Superman with a stick.
I could just find like, you know, like a plank or something and just start swinging and be like, guys, I saw this in a book. The Flash could be beaten down with a plank. He could not defeat it. Like you could beat him down. Like
Well, you know what? Honestly, as long as you trip the Flash, you're good.
Yeah.
If you trip him and then he's down and then you start beating him with a plank, you can win.
Yeah.
But you have to make sure you get him down first.
So they neutralize Green Lantern, though, because
they shoot what looks to be like butter.
It's true.
Or liquid on the cover, cheese.
On the cover, he looks gold.
Yeah.
But what it appears to be is they're shooting him with, like,
a movie theater popcorn
mustard
butter.
Or something. You know, they're like, French's mustard, go. And
just, like, cover it.
Which, to be honest, you know, if you have a modest billy club and some mustard, you could defeat the JLA. Like, if you have
if you're at
a barbecue, you could just pick up, like, you know, if somebody's using the wiffle ball bat and just puts a mustard on it and just start swinging.
Well, usually those wiffle ball bats are yellow, so you're golden.
I like wiffle ball bats.
I do too, and they're usually yellow, so you could probably beat Hal Jordan to death with one.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were really trying. But then, so, like, Hal Jordan gets mustard covered, and then we cut back to that suit of armor.
Okay, so this is weird.
This is weird.
This is weird. So the suit of armor apparently has some sort of consciousness in it.
Yeah. Is this Shining Knight? No.
Literally, it's Shining Knight.
Sure, why not? It's
anyway,
Shining Knight.
So the suit of armor has some sort of consciousness in it, and somebody, I don't know who, is telling them.
Yeah, there's like a disembodied voice talking to the suit.
Is it talking?
It's like a telepathic thing.
It's telling. Hang on. So hang on. Is the suit? Is the suit the one doing the warning? Or
I don't know, because there was a warning earlier, because the suit was trying to talk to them, but then something said they're here, and that's what alerted Sue.
So somebody is talking, some sort of
being.
Somebody is there asking where everybody is in the thing.
Right.
Or is it her? No. No. Okay.
I have no idea.
Okay. So it's some sort of mental consciousness is speaking to the suit, and the suit's like, hey, the water buffaloes are here.
Yeah.
And Dr. Light's on her way. We need to, like, tell her not to show up. Yeah. And so she's running. Here she is here.
That's right. I forgot about this.
She's running to the building.
She looks like a Power
Keychain.
Ranger. Keychain looks like a Power Ranger, by the way.
Yeah. She's got a ridiculous costume.
Yeah.
It's like the yellow and white as opposed to
the
black
and white.
She looks
like a fucking Power Ranger.
Yeah. So she's running to the building, and it's just, she's about to do. Apparently, this building, this castle, like, the castle apparently is not set off in, like, some sort of remote region.
That's
because
what I'm trying to
figure
out.
There's a random woman who probably appears to be just walking down the street.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, is telepathically. It's kind of like, actually, it's like Kilgrave.
Yeah.
It's, you know, in Jessica Jones,
yeah.
Where, like, somebody is telling her, hey, don't go in there. And so.
Right. So, like, all these people start talking to her and being like, no, you shouldn't go in there.
Yeah. And as that's happening,
like, who are you? And she's like,
don't listen. Don't just run.
Just don't.
And she keeps running, and everybody, and then, like, it just follows where somebody keeps.
Right. All these other people just start being like, no, you can't go to the castle.
Now, what I want to know is, Dr. Light, why does she need to run? She's Dr. Light. She can
fly, right?
She can fly and be like a light, like literally light.
I don't know.
And yet,
maybe she forgot.
She's like having a full sprint down the streets
really
of London or whatever, wherever they are.
In her costume, by the way.
In her costume.
And so
while the water buffaloes are following her.
Right.
And so eventually she gets to a part. Oh, this is the thing. Okay, go ahead.
So she gets into a car.
Yeah.
With
another random guy.
And he's like, oh no, I'm going to drive you away from here.
Yeah.
Okay, so he starts driving her away, and he gets shot in the back of the head.
Yeah, this poor guy's dead.
This poor dude, and he crashes his car, and then the water buffaloes come and collect Dr. Light.
They collect her out, and they're like, well, you know, they're basically whatever their cult is, or they needed to.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing. They're trying to, like, you know, stop the modern world or some.
Yeah.
Basically what all, you know, throwback cults like to do.
And you know, it's weird, because I looked this up. I don't know who these guys are.
The water buffalo?
Because it just says druids. Mm-hmm. It doesn't, like, in the DC wiki, you know, for this issue, it doesn't say, like, oh, it's this group, it's these guys, first appearance, this guy.
Yeah.
It just says druids.
Okay.
And apparently that's it.
All right.
So, druids. And that's how this issue ends.
Yeah.
That's it. Until apparently, you know, and then eventually, Zero Hour comes and fucks up everything. So, don't get attached to whatever this book is.
Basically, that should be the motto for comic books. Don't get attached.
Don't get attached
to anything that you have just read.
Anything you enjoy will change.
It will be changed. Oh, but probably everything you hate will stick around.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything changes, but nothing, everything stays the same.
Right.
There's nothing, more things change, the more they stay the same. That's exactly how they say it. Exactly. That's pretty much the comic book motto.
Yeah.
So that's it for Justice League International number 56 from early October 1993. Would you read the next issue?
No.
Yeah, I can care less.
I don't care. I don't care.
If it's beautifully posed, yeah, like this cover, I might be interested.
Great cover. I hope Hal Jordan gets more mustard attacks.
Yeah, we deserve. Hal.
He's such a whiny little baby.
Like, this is second week in a row where the dickery of Hal Jordan has permeated our book our podcast.
It really has.
And rightfully so.
I mean, yeah, he's basically just like a penis in a Green Lantern uniform.
A penis. Penis man.
Yeah.
Well,
Do you think there's like a planet full of penis-like beings, and one of them is a Green Lantern, so it just like looks like a dick wrapped in a Green Lantern?
That would be fun. That would be actually a really funny bit if, like, you know, the Guardians were like, "All right, you passed your test," and it's just like, you know, just Hal and like Kilowog stand by. It's like, it really looks like a human dick, you know? And it's just
dick
like,
world.
Like, it's just like, it's just, it just fun. It kind of
like
just,
eyes and just like a smiley.
Yeah,
face.
Just a functioning monster dick. You know,
like a 6 foot tall dick
with like, you know, and those balls or legs and just like, it's like, womp, 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 you know,
but like their little like feet at the bottom.
Yeah. And he's like, "I'm here to say, yeah, it just happens that there's a planet that just looks like gigantic male genitalia." You know, so
it's a great planet
that's, you know, and
there has to, I mean, you know, why not?
That you know, what's funny is that premise sounds like a Saturday Night Live sketch or something.
It really
like,
does, like a rejected one.
Where it's like, yeah, where they've been sitting around being like, "Well, we got Ryan Reynolds on this week, and he's promoting Green Lantern. What if there was like a planet? It was just nothing but like human dicks.
Yeah, and he had to train it.
He had to train the dick, and we just had all these jokes about. Yeah.
And he couldn't understand why it looked like a dick.
You know that was a reject. You know that was like
it
a
had
thing.
To have been. It had. To
you know
been.
That was on the board at some point. It was just was like,
and Lauren human, just walked by and went, "No,
dick. Green Lanterns are dicks, literally." And he just went, "No, throwing garbage.
Toss that shit in the shredder."
It was, but you know, it had to be on there at it some point because you know, like somebody like Seth Meyers, who's a big comic book geek.
Yeah,
he probably was probably his. I bet if we asked him, he'd probably be like, "Oh
yeah.
That was me. Yeah, I was reading Justice League International 56, and I was like, you know, it would be great.
You know what? It was just some poor writer who was just like 2 o'clock in the morning had to come up with 10 ideas for sketches for their 11 a.m. meeting. And he's just like, "Fuck it. Green Lanterns look like human dicks. Whatever. Here you go. Fucking, I'm so tired. I'm going to go sleep on my couch. Just take it."
He woke up and it's just this dick Green Lantern.
And he's like, "You know what? I'm too.
Dick
no.
Lantern."
And he like wakes up 10 minutes before the meeting and he was like, "I didn't think this through." And he just goes in there anyway, knowing it's going to
so
get
he
trashed.
Had, it was a last minute idea. And so because he had like 10 ideas and like the last three, he's just like, he's reading because he's going through them and he goes, "So I have this one that was like, it's like, so like there's Green Lantern, but like, you know, what if like, he's like, how like Green Lantern, there's like all these aliens that are like Green Lanterns too. But like one of them will look like a dick, like a penis, like a dick, like a dick, like it was called like a dick, but it was a hero. And like, he had a train. He's like, "You know what? Forget it. Forget even said it. Forget. I don't know. You know, no, we can't do it. No, we can't do it." And then somebody's like, no. "What if like," and they start tagging it.
Oh, man.
And then somebody was like, you know, but there's like mostly everybody's embarrassed for him.
Yeah.
Because somebody said, and so he walks out of the room and everybody's just kind of looking at the guy. Just man, like,
well, he's been having some problems.
He's like, "Yeah, that wasn't very good." You know, yeah, and like you know, Lauren just kind of, you see how Lauren looked at him?
Yeah, you know, he just broke up with his girlfriend, so he's like going through some problems.
He's not really focused.
Yeah, he's kind of off his game. That's what would happen.
I like this. I like this. Yeah, I like this. This became a Saturday Night Live behind the scenes.
Yeah,
sketch.
That's what we do.
This is good. Yeah, we're a good podcast. Anyways.
Sure.
So that's it for this issue. We'll be back with the next one.
Whack, 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 whack.
We're back.
Oh, yeah.
Here on Worst Collection Ever.
I don't know. I kind of want to smash things.
We were just having a discussion about how in Los Angeles there's going to be like a pop-up smash-a-thon, rage room.
It's like a rage room, and you spend $40 for 10 minutes to go break shit. But, you know, we could go to Goodwill and just like buy a bunch of plates and then like break them in a parking lot.
I wouldn't feel right about that.
See, that's the thing. You'd have to clean it up.
You'd have to clean it. You can't just do that. Like, this is like set.
Also, someone might need those.
Yeah, I'd rather have somebody that really needs those dishes and they're just not like watching this going
like assholes just be like, I break things. Meh.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I like this again.
All right.
Okay. So
Book number two
is Spider-Woman, Volume 1,
mm-hmm.
number 45 from August 1982.
Yeah.
I would like to not have to talk about this as long.
You really didn't like this, huh?
The fucking okay, I'm just gonna be honest. It's about the Impossible Man, and we've run into the Impossible Man a few times,
mm-hmm.
in our things. We had pretty recently with the Hulk issue that we did. But the whole issue is about him.
Mm.
And Jesus Christ, is it just I'm not interested. Mm. I'm just like, could it be over?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm already preempting this. We'll just talk about this because I much for
hates
fun.
This issue.
I'm not. Yeah, and I mean, it's like because here's the thing. It's, you know, what's funny is that so the cover is mm-hmm. Spider-Woman, Jessica Drew. She's chasing after what appears to be Spider-Man,
but he's green.
And he's running with a bunch of like jewels and stuff, and she's chasing him like on a stage,
mm-hmm.
Thing,
yeah,
and an opera stage, you know. And she's chasing him, and then there's like a arrow pointing to him, and it's like, nah, could it be, you know, to, you know, Spider-Man, which is really Impossible Man. Spoiler mm-hmm. alert. And that's the premise of this book, that Impossible Man shows up and basically is like, hey, I had a girlfriend.
Well, let's actually talk about it. I know you don't want to talk about it that much, so we will try to keep it short, but we still have to talk about it because that's what happens in this show. So.
We're going to do our justice to the listeners. All five.
There's a book and like shit happened and whatever, and he just throws it in a trash can. You hear like an explosion.
All hundreds of you in St. Paul, Minnesota. I'm speaking directly to you guys. I know you're listening.
We're going
to
like,
I know this, you know, because my stats tell me that a lot of you, there is like a big swath of listeners in Minnesota.
By big swath, I mean like four people.
No, like a couple hundred.
Four.
No, a couple hundred. If we could probably sell out a room in like a small room.
Four?
In Minnesota, in St. Paul.
I don't believe anybody
in the past 30 days, at least. I don't know.
It's hard. It's hard for me to believe that anybody listens to this show outside of you and me
and our buddy Nick
and like maybe your brother might download it every once in a while.
There was literally in the last 30 days, there was one download in Buffalo. I assume it was my brother.
It had to have been.
Maybe it wasn't.
Who else could it have been? It had to have been. Brian.
Buffalo, you shame me. I don't care. It's just literally one of you listening. So whoever's listening from Buffalo, whether it's my brother Brian or if it's somebody else, you go ahead and tell everybody that Sean Merrick from Buffalo, now living in L.A., living his life, the richest man in podcasting.
Oh, shut up. You're not the richest man in podcasting. I hate when you say that.
I'm the Ted DiBiase of podcasting.
It just, you know, every time you enter a room, it's just going to be Shane McMahon's entrance music. It says, money, 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 money. So that fucking song is just going to play. And everybody's going to be like,
I want to enter rooms like, do you remember the Charlie Murphy sketch with Rick James?
Yes.
I want to be Dave Chappelle as Rick James entering the part where he runs in. He's just kind of got this really like, angry, smug look on his face, and he just jumps on the couch and starts dirtying it up. He's like, you can buy another one. And he just, but he just kind of has to look like, you know, I just want to walk into rooms like that, be like, I'm the richest man podcasting.
Yeah, you just need, like, you know, every time you walk into a room, you need to, like, set your iPhone to your entrance music. And you need to, like, wear, like, do you remember, okay, so, I'm trying to remember what this guy's called, but do you remember, like, there was used to be an infomercial where a guy, who was like, you can make all this money. Buy my book. You can make the money.
And Matthew.
He was wearing the dollar.
I know who you're talking about. I thought about him the other day.
Yeah, I don't remember his name. But he had that suit that had all those dollar signs on it. And you could, like, buy his book and, like, make money or whatever, mm-hmm. which was such bullshit.
Yeah, it was something.
But you need that suit.
Yes, I do.
And you need a money-centric theme song.
I'm
going
to wear it to the festival.
And you better get yourself a cane that has, like, a dollar sign on the top of it.
I want to be carried in, like, the wrestling when back in the day for all of our wrestling fans that used to, so when they used to have the King of Wrestling, they would have, like, a bunch of jobbers carry, like, a throne to the ring, you know, and the wrestler would sit on top of it. So it'd be like 20 guys. And I'll just have, like, all these other podcasts.
Well, maybe you should, like, put it down for, like,
because of the richest.
You need to recalibrate it so it's, like, for podcasting. So, basically, it's just, like, $4. Like, you only have, like, $4 signs on your suit instead of, like, a suit full of them. And then, like...
We should do a Patreon in the way you could submit. And if you submit a bunch each month, you could be one of the people that carries me in my chalice.
Well, I was going to say, really, it's just going to be your little... you know, what they carry you on is just going to be like a beat up Ford Escort from like
not even
like 1996.
You can carry, you know what? You can
and
carry,
people just pull it.
You can carry me on a deck chair. It's fine.
Like a $10 chair from Target.
You can you can carry me on a futon you find
maybe
in Alston.
You mean the futon we left in Alston when we
yeah, if it's still there, you want to come find it. You know, we left when we moved out here 5 years ago. You want, if it's still there.
I'm sure people fucked on that thing.
Yeah, it, like, without taking it inside. Like,
we lived in Alston. It was nothing but college kids and us. So I'm sure somebody...
I think it literally was.
Granted, we just graduated, so...
We were still college-y.
College, in quotes, even though we were grad students.
College.
But, like, I'm sure that there were, like, two drunk college kids, like, staggering down the street, and they're like, oh, dude, let's fuck right here. And they totally did. And it was gross.
What, two dudes?
It could be. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, well, you know, Massachusetts is pretty progressive.
Yeah, it could be two dudes fucking, could be two ladies fucking, could be a lady and a dude fucking. I don't judge.
This is actually the premise of Batman v Superman. This is true.
It's going to be a hardcore porn.
It's hardcore porn where they just fuck on a couch and all.
And I really hope Wonder Woman just, like, stands in the background with, like, a whip. Just... All right, let's talk about this.
Let's get this over with.
So, here's the book. All right, let's do this fast. So, Spider-Woman.
You have trouble with that?
Yes. So, Spider-Woman's just, like, hanging out in her office, and, like, some guy who looks and sounds just like Humphrey Bogart, except he's green, walks in the door.
He's green, he's wearing a purple suit.
And he's like, I'm looking for Sam Spade. And she's like, Sam Spade is not, like, real, and Humphrey Bogart is, I believe, dead.
He's very dead.
He's very dead.
By 1982, he was so dead. He was dust.
And she's like, okay, whatever. Like, this obviously is a joke, but I'll listen to you. And she's like, oh, I'm looking for my wife. And he's like, what does she look like? And he goes, like me. And then he turns into, like, a lady alien. And this is when we find out that he's the Impossible Man.
Yeah, because he can transform into whatever he wants. His lady alien version, the female version of the Impossible Man is basically the Impossible Man with breasts.
Well, but he actually does say that he, this is what gets really creepy. He's like, I'm looking for my lady alien. I last saw her at this hotel. And she, like, ran away. I don't know what's wrong. And she says, what were you doing at that hotel? He says, we were observing human tribal mating rituals. Mm. So I was like, was he there watching people fuck?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So he went to this, him and his wife went to the hotel to watch people fuck. But
why isn't that a comic?
Yeah, that's a much more interesting comic. But apparently his wife, he said he split himself into two.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just him with tits.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So anyway.
Because he comes from the planet Pop-Up, and they basically can... do whatever they want there.
And he's like, oh, I'm friends with the Fantastic Four, but I can't find them. They weren't home, so can you please help me find my wife?
My wife.
And it was like, sure, whatever. So He's like, but you're not dressed for, you don't look like a detective. Everybody needs to wear like a trench coat. And she's like, oh, whatever. So she like leaves her office, but then like her plant has eyeballs.
Yeah, a plant has eyeballs, which, spoiler alert, it's the lady.
It's the wife. So,
the wife.
My wife. So,
God damn it, I gotta stop doing that.
It will never get old.
No, it's already old.
Oh, damn it. No. So anyway, so they like decide to, instead of look for this woman, they go to a department store.
Yeah, why are they in the department store?
Because she has to basically get gear so she looks like the Question.
Can't she just do her job that he's hiring her for?
Apparently.
Which she's not technically hiring her for. She just got, because there's no money exchange.
No, there is no money.
He's just like, she just goes, eh.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a terrible business plan, really.
the worst business plan.
She does not take any money for her services. So, like, Impossible Man turns into a dog. He fucks with a police officer. She gets a trench coat. And then there's, like, gunshots. So they go after him. And Impossible Man catches a guy with a gun. But it's not really a criminal. It's just, like, some guy who was chasing. It was, like, the proprietor of a store who was chasing somebody who just stole his jewels.
Yes.
So they're like, all right, well, we're going to go track it down.
Some sort of crime group
is
stealing
jewels.
And so here's, okay, so happens.
This part.
This part's ridiculous.
This part is fucking crazy. Did you want to talk about this part?
Well, okay. So basically what's happening is she's run, you know, he's chasing after her, you know, Spider-Woman now just a Spider-Woman. Mm-hmm. And so they're following this truck. Mm-hmm. And so what he does is he follows, you know, he traces after.
Impossible Man was in the shape of a B-52 bomber.
Yeah, he's chasing after this plane, and then he decides, he sees the plane.
The truck,
and he's like, okay, I gotta stop it. So he turns it to like a big, like, 17-ton weight.
Yeah, it drops right onto the fucking engine of the truck.
Right. To which, actually, and this is...
No one should have survived that.
No, everybody should have been... Because this truck is toast.
No, oh yeah, it's absolutely... He fucks it up so badly that it goes end over end.
And this is the funny, okay, so it's chasing after an old man. Now, I have a question about this old man.
Yes.
So, here...
Why is he wearing a half shirt?
Because he goes from looking like... You see him very small. Mm-hmm. He's an old man working with a cane. Yeah. And then... Spider-Woman, because the truck's coming at him, Spider-Woman pushes him out of the way, and he turns into Terry Bradshaw.
Yes.
Because he's not wearing the vest anymore, but now he's wearing, like, a long sleeve, like, jersey tee with, like, numbers 49. On it. And it's, like, kind of, like, cut off. Like, he just got, like, back in the 80s, you would wear, like, a half tee.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but his head looks like Terry Bradshaw with glasses.
Crazy. Are those his glasses or his eyebrows?
Those are glasses.
Oh, I was thinking they were eyebrows.
Those are glasses, but he just looks like Terry. All of a sudden, it's Terry
and
Bradshaw.
He's wearing, like, sweatpants and, like, I don't know.
I'm like, who is this old man? I mean, in San Francisco, I know it's weird there, but come on.
I don't know. It's so she pushes him out of the way, but she actually doesn't get out of the way.
No.
So this truck, like, smashes her against a wall. Somehow, everyone survives.
Yeah, the people in the truck.
Just because it is comics, but literally these people should have been soup.
They get out of this truck like
they should
like,
have been soup.
There's three people in
not
this truck.
Not soup or man. It should have just been soup.
Just soup.
Just these people should have just oozed out of the doors and you'd have been like, oh, that's
yeah,
not
no, these
good.
People, they try.
Someone get the white sheet.
They crash into like a wall.
Yeah.
The car, this truck is just decimated, and yet these three crime family members
run out. They're fine. Yeah, they're fine.
So is
Spider-Woman.
Terry Bradshaw also fine.
Yeah. Terry Bradshaw lives, which is good news for Terry Bradshaw. So, like, Spider-Woman's there, and then some chick, and I guess this is some police detective.
So,
lady.
Okay, so basically there's a police detective who she's friends with, but she's, like, you know, this friend of hers, and then for some reason, you know, and as they're trying to, like, figure out what to do about this.
As the Impossible Man just, like, fucks with, like, all the other people.
He fucks with the people, and basically they figure out, like, hey, it's this crime family, and we need to stop them.
It's not the Yakuza.
It's not the Yakuza. But this girl...
Well, this limo, like, pulls up because it's, like, following them, and Spider-Woman's like, oh, do you know who it is? And she's like, no.
She's like, no, I'm Kate Micucci.
Yeah. She does look like Kate Micucci.
I know, that's what I was going to say. I'm like, hey, it's Kate Micucci. All right.
Kate Micucci getting work in this comic book. But she's like, oh, wait, no, she's lying to me. Like, Spider-Woman can, like, hear her heartbeat or whatever. And she's like, oh, that's too bad.
Which I didn't know that was a thing. Spider-Man can't do that. No. I know she's not the same as Spider-Man, but
whatever.
Really? Whatever. Okay, so great. What are you, like, Superman? Fine. Fuck you.
Yeah. So she's like, oh, I wanted to believe her because she was my friend, but now she's not my friend. That's sad.
You are not my friend.
No. So then,
everybody betrayed me.
So Spider-Woman's like, oh, they're going to go after these jewels that the opera singer is going to wear tonight. So I'm going to go.
Right. And so then we cut to the clubhouse with this guy and this girl who apparently it's the crime family, the crime group. And they're like, well, you know, we're gonna get the jewels and we're going to kill Spider-Woman. Yeah, ha-ha.
Fuck that bitch.
Basically. Fuck that bitch.
So Spider-Woman's like, she stops to have dinner.
Yeah.
Somewhere. And apparently she, instead of like,
well, eating, she takes, she, cause so in order to stop, you know, to stop, to engage in, you know, stopping this heist,
she's gonna watch.
She decides to like go out as like
herself,
like a night. Yeah, she goes out as regular Jessica Drew as like a night out,
right? And then she changes to Spider-Woman when she gets there, which doesn't make any sense.
It's like, why don't you
so she goes to dinner first, but instead of like, and the Impossible Man comes with her, and he like is a salt shaker, so she's talking to her salt shaker on the table instead of him like looking like Humphrey Bogart or
which
like
he's
any
obviously
other
yeah,
man.
He like,
looks like a fucking salt
he
shaker.
He
could be soup or man.
He actually made me question if he was a bottle of soup, like a bowl of soup.
No, nope, salt shaker. And like her waiter, who's named Guido, by the way, he's like, hey, Sal, she's talking to her salt shaker. Apparently she comes here all the time. She's like, yeah, she can do whatever she wants. So like,
she's then, aces by me. She could talk to whatever she wants.
So then the Impossible Man turns into like a guy with a suit on, and they go to like sit in the opera.
Yeah.
And like some guy, like really creepy guy, sees her ass and is like, where you been all my life? I'm going to sit here. And she's like, oh, you can sit here. But the Impossible Man basically gives her like, you know, those fucking glasses with the mustache and the nose.
Yeah.
And this guy thinks they're real.
Because he gives her Groucho glasses.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, they're real. Oh, you're gross. And like walks away. Which is really... just okay, like if you're that
yeah,
fucking
that's right.
stupid
yeah, that's right he runs he actually I just noticed this, so yeah, he does like
looking at her ass,
he ran into her ass, he's like, hey, I'm gonna sit here, oh yeah,
you've been all my life, ass. I wonder if that guy's really disappointed all the time, like if he's constantly attracted to asses and then like every single time the woman turns around and she's wearing Groucho glasses, he's stupid enough to believe that that's
disappointed
real.
Ass man.
Another Saturday Night Live sketch.
This is full of great ideas. That, you know, that was on the board, too.
Of course it was.
It was right next to Green Lantern's Our Dicks. Disappointed Ass Man.
Maybe that should be like...
No. Throw those out. We're not using those this week.
Maybe he's like a superhero. It's just Disappointed Ass Man. He just like runs around. He's like, yes. And she turns around.
You know,
this point,
Disappointed Ass Man actually is probably good. It's a pretty good premise. Yeah. It's kind of like a mini, like... You know, it's like a guy's just like, hey, all right. Oh, no. You know, oh, no.
His exacting standards only apply to asses.
Yeah, he's like, if he sees a good ass and he goes after it, and then he sees the rest of it and he goes, oh.
It's because he's only attracted to asses. So really what he's looking for is a disembodied ass.
Yeah.
And he's very upset because it's attached to an actual human being.
What would the payoff of that sketch be? Just finds like a statue of an ass and just starts like he marries it.
Is there a statue of an ass?
There is actually. There was an episode. It was an episode of Martin. I remember. I know why, because I remember that she like Gina got an episode like a statue of an ass and like a bust of like an ass. It was just like,
an ass.
Just ass and like that Martin one. And his friends were and Tommy and whoever that other guy was, Cole or whatever, they were doing dances with it and Gina got really mad. Yeah,
I've never seen Martin.
I remember that. Yeah, remember that episode.
So that guy's looking for that.
Yeah, he's looking for that. Yeah. So anyway, as this is going on, she turns into a Spider Woman. Yeah, she goes Spider-Woman. And watch after this, and then
she tells Impossible Man to sit there and watch the opera, but he gets bored of shit, so he starts fucking everything up.
Apparently, he turns into like a dog, and he starts singing
and a drum.
Where do these dogs come from?
I don't know.
Are they part of the show?
They must have been. I have no
or were
idea.
People holding them like just regular dogs?
Yes. Rich people bring their dogs everywhere. So yes,
but like, I mean, like. Big dogs? Like, this is like a German Shepherd here.
Maybe it's a seeing eye dog. I have no idea.
And then apparently it turns into looks like a horse.
Yeah, I don't know.
And he starts singing.
Finally they give that the opera singer the emerald, and she goes out on stage. And she
goes on stage, she sings, and then as she's coming off, the emeralds get stolen.
Yeah. And she's like, oh no. And so Spider-Woman starts chasing him, and she's like, oh my god, the emeralds got stolen. And this cop is like holding basically the jewelry tray with emeralds on. He's like, no, I've got them right here. Which, that guy's an idiot.
Yeah.
Because she she's just like,
hey, I'm a dumb cop.
Yeah. And so, but it's not a necklace. It's the Impossible Man. So then he tries to help her, and they're like running after these guys. Yeah. And everything.
This is where he turns into Spider-Man.
He turns into a cushion. He turns into everything. I don't know, a shield.
He turns into Groucho Marx. Zeppo Marx.
Zeppo. Yeah. He's doing bits, basically.
He's doing a tight five.
So then finally they catch him. They catch the guys. They give the emeralds back.
And so then,
now she's like, oh, all right, now I have to actually find your wife. Like, the thing I should have been doing that I promised you I would do. So they like wander around the city looking for the wife.
Yeah. And basically what happened was he implies that they got into an argument.
Yeah.
And she left.
Yeah. So then he's really upset. And she's like, well, people argue and that's normal. If you wanted to experience love, like you said, and relationships, this is what you get. So finally, she goes over to her office and she's like, oh no, there's lights on in my office. And she goes in and there's her buddy.
Yeah, she's like her Bethany, her assistant or whatever.
And she's
For some reason, she's got this random headband on.
She kind of looks like Rambo.
She's wearing like a Rambo headband.
She does. She's wearing a Rambo headband. And there is the lady Impossible. And they speak in emoji.
Yeah, they do.
There's a little heart.
They're like, heart, arrow, arrow.
And so they're like, oh, we had so much fun. We're going to hang out with you forever. And she's like, no, you need to go hang out with your friend, the Thing. Wouldn't he be sad?
Yeah.
You didn't? And they're like, oh, good point.
Yeah, go see Ben Grimm.
And so she goes home to like make dinner for her landlord / boyfriend.
Yeah.
And they're going to do that. And then they have sex.
Well, we don't see it.
Yeah, but they have sex. Totally have sex.
Yeah, they totally bang. The end of the book.
The end. And then it's like, next, the Yakuza. Ugh. So that's Spider-Woman. Would you read the next issue?
Fuck no.
What if it didn't have Impossible Man in it?
I mean, there's other issues of Spider-Woman that I'm interested in from this run. Mm-hmm. And this is the funny thing, is that I've seen this particular issue like hanging out in like comic book boxes. It's like one of those issues where it's like, you know, sometimes you go and you'll see like 15 of the same issue.
There's always that, like, there's a Superman and
Spectre.
And the Spectre issue that I see everywhere.
Yeah, like it's just because it's like there's a lot of run and somebody just was like, I gotta get rid of these, sell, and they just throw them in the dollar box and they'll never go anywhere.
Right.
And I feel like I've seen this one around enough, and I know we picked it up because it looks ridiculous, and it is ridiculous, but it's not.
What? It was me.
I know it was you,
because I've actually never seen it in boxes before.
I feel like I've seen this plenty,
and I was like, well, I don't really feel we have a lot of Spider-Woman.
No, we never know Spider-Woman, and I was intrigued. Others,
so I was you know what? I think we need to do that because we don't have enough lady heroes on the show. Because really, there aren't enough lady hero books. So
we do Wonder Woman.
Well, I mean, every once in a while, it's just like, all right, let's grab some Spider-Woman. Let's get some Spider-Woman up in here, and then it ended up having that annoying imp man in it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was not on board. Yeah. So I would not read this.
No.
No. Would you?
I might actually pick it up because I know that he's not going to be in the next one.
It might be better. I
would give Spider-Woman a little bit more of a chance.
I would. No, I'm not saying not to give her a chance. I just don't. At this very moment, I don't want to read another issue of her book.
Okay, fair enough.
But maybe at some point, because I know there's some where, like, you know, like there's like Moon Knight or like Werewolf at by Night. You know, people like there's, you know, people show up on these things, and it's rad.
Yeah.
So I might be interested to check that out. So, but that's it for August Spider-Woman Volume 1, August Spider-Woman number 45 from August 1982.
I do want to say, though, really quick, there is a Marvel bullpen in here.
Oh, yes, okay.
That actually lists, like, a bunch of colorists and inkers and stuff, editors who all got married.
Oh.
So it, like, shouts out to all these people who got married or had babies. And then at the very, very end, it says, last and least, Bob Layton has been cloned. Congratulations, Bob.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, but it's just like, oh, hey, Bob somebody got married to Anna somebody in November of 1980 or whatever.
Hooray.
Hooray. I wonder if they're still married.
Yay.
They've been married for 36 years this year.
Good job, guys.
So, yeah. Marble bullpen. Fun.
Yeah. So, that's it for this week's show.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
Yes.
And
all four of you.
There's more of them. I know there's a,
five of you.
Yeah, there's at least a handful. I wish more people in Buffalo listened.
Hey, I'm from Denver. Nobody in Denver is listening. So
there's more people in Denver listening than there is in Buffalo.
There's people in Denver listening?
Apparently.
Well, nobody who knows me.
Number like 11 people. I think there's like 11 people in Denver.
I'm going to guess that's nobody who actually knows me.
Somebody that was just like comic
books? Because I managed to live in Denver for 20 plus years and not really make any friends. Because I'm not good at people.
Well...
Oh no! I'm sad.
Yeah, nobody cares about anything.
I care.
I know you care. And people care. People do care. I just you know, just what I mean. And I know this is. I hate when people on podcasts talk about. They go, nobody's listening. You know, I'm like, stop it. Who cares? You know, okay, dude,
I do this for me.
We do this for us. We enjoy it.
Yeah, we really
it.
Do. It's we just, really, this is we literally really. Like an hour plus a week where we just get to like riff on comics.
We get to riff on comics and just be ridiculous.
And have fun.
It feels good.
It does.
And we're doing it in a real studio. I feel like we're actually putting out a quality product this week.
Hey, this 1 week out of how many podcasts that we've released, this one
guys,
is nice.
It's been a year, almost a year. It's been over a year at this point. We figured it out.
We finally put a microphone.
We finally decided to use a real microphone.
Instead of shouting.
We're like almost at Miles and Rachel Explain the X-Men quality.
Because I feel like they do a much better job.
They do a way better
they
job.
They actually have things to say about comic books. Where we're just like, dicks, and balls. Like, that's really all that's going on over here.
It's funny. I'll say this. I've been listening to a lot of their shows lately. And their difference between us and them.
Oh, they actually have things to say.
They have things to say, but then, but what they'll do is they'll talk about like they don't. Like, they'll bring up a joke, mm-hmm. and then they'll be like, "Hey, wouldn't it be weird? Aha! Oh, that's funny!" And then they move on.
Oh, they don't like.
They don't
fucking ran it into
bury
the ground,
it
like,
into
waiting.
The ground and have a funeral and then like
and then,
resurrect
like,
it
and
then kill
it
again like we do.
No, we definitely
go, hey, wouldn't it be really funny if so-and-so did this? And they go, ha ha. And then they
and
go
then
on.
They go on. And we're just like, kill.
And then they're
resurrect,
like,
kill.
They're like emotional moments in comics. Talk about this. Talk about that.
Dicks.
You know, people are like, oh, this is really good.
No, yeah. Just dicks and vagina jokes over here.
Yeah, pretty much just. Yeah,
that's it.
I think it's all we're good for.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that's it for this week's show. Please check us out on Twitter at Angry Hero. Me on Twitter at Angry Hero Sean. Also, my Instagram is Angry Hero Sean, and my Tumblr, theangryhero.tumblr.com. And if you would like to email the show, please email us at Sean@sideshownetwork.tv if you want to engage with us that way.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram, jenstansfield.tumblr.com, and jenstansfield.wordpress.com.
All right, folks, that's it for this week. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.